Okay, before we start, a quick joke. Okay. There's this fish swimming around in the lake, salmon actually, and it looks up and it spots a fly. And it thinks to itself, if that fly comes down a little bit lower, I can jump up and eat the fly. There's a bear standing on the bank or in the bushes above the pond, and he looks down and goes, if that fly drops down lower, the fish is going to jump up. I'm going to jump out, and I'm going to grab that fish. Up on a hill behind a tree overlooking the pond is a hunter with his rifle. And he sees the bear down there, and he goes, if that fly drops down low, the fish is going to jump up, the bear's going to jump out, and I'm going to shoot that bear. Sitting about 5 feet behind him, under a whole load of grass, is a mouse. And the mouse looks over, and he goes, if that fly drops down lower, the fish is going to jump up, the bear's going to jump out, the hunter's going to jump up, going to shoot that bear, and the sandwich in his pocket is going to fall out onto the ground, and I've got myself lunch. Behind the mouse, sitting on a branch looking down, is a cat. And the cat looks around and he goes, if that fly drops down lower, the fish is going to jump up, the bear is going to jump out, the hunter's going to jump up, take a shot, kill the bear, and the sandwich is going to fall out, and the mouse is going to charge, eat the sandwich, and I'm going to have that mouse for dinner. All of a sudden, the fly drops down lower, the fish jumps up, the bear jumps out, the hunter jumps up, shoots the bear, the sandwich falls out, the mouse jumps, gets the sandwich, the cat takes a jump, misses, rolls all the way down to the hill, and lands in the pond. And the moral of the story is, a lot's got to happen before a pussy gets wet.
Okay.
Okay.
That was good.
That's really good.
Did you tell Johnny?
Yeah.
Okay. It's on its way up.
That's because she saw what we saw on the internet yesterday.
Which was?
Okay.
That's it. One thing.
Greetings.
Can't you, Kiwi?
Okay, now down to business. Okay, I will do my normal speech and spiel after our guest speaker. Got to make him comfortable. It's running a temperature at the moment, about 98.4.
I'll be careful. Greetings and felicitations and welcome. Let us get down to the communication and the eloquence of the communication of tonight's speak. We will address certain matters, upcoming events which concern you all. It has come to my attention that your stock market has gone from a bull market to a bear market. This has been predicted in our predictions by our resident prognosticator. The information that is relayed for this purpose is for your understanding, for your decisions to make. The potential that is to occur is A, an economic depression with all that entails. B, unrest and strife relating to said market activity. C, civil disobedience relating in an indirect way to the governmental activities. D, governmental activities of an illegal nature concerning certain activities in monetary gathering. E, the outcome of certain investigations. Let us address E first. The outcome of these investigations will give certain key actions to occur. Possible resigning of said leader of country. Possible resignation of vice president definite non-reelectable ability of vice presidents. The investigation into other activities concerning certain supposed suicides. Investigations into certain monetary gains of individuals, namely Whitewater, will be reopened. Okay, let us look at other fields of information to watch. The stock market activity on the computer. The Dow index. Watch that. That is not as important as the Russell 2000 or the NASDAQ 400. Those are things to be watched. The NASDAQ, the Russell index, and other indexes. Link those with the current activity on the Dow market, and you will be able to project when and where this event will occur. How to do this is done by watching the increase and decrease in the activities in those areas. Also, other areas to look into is the growth in technologies. IBM is a good company to watch. Macintosh is already showing signs of wear. Computer engineering. It has been brought to my attention that there is certain rivalry. This is irrelevant. Each computer has its specific duty and function for the upcoming problems. Traveling great distances. This has been looked into. This is for release of information. This has a very important role into preparing other areas. That is why all three of you are present. The traveling of individuals to other parts of your planet is necessary for the release of information, but done carefully and in such a way that it does not sound as if it is doomsaying. The future that comes after this event of the crash and the economic problems that follow and the civil problems and the governmental problems is a preparation for the final outcome of preparation for the next evolutionary stage. That is why it is important to give out this information in other areas of your planet, not just through your internet. Not everybody has access to your internet. So it is necessary for individuals to embark on probably one of the hardest parts of their life. The difficulty that has been occurring at this time is preparation for the hardness to come. Certain substances will have to be given up to keep enlightenment and knowledge focused. Those substances will be decided by the individual and will be discarded at the appropriate time. There is other also medical matters that need to be addressed relating to certain substances. These substances have helped in the past and now have become a very unuseful tool, a hindrance. But the learning from those hindrances are now going to pay dividends. The advancement of the local mind in the areas that individuals travel to will be done slowly and surreptitiously using the intelligence of that individual or individuals and being able to release the information in a way that is a credit to themselves and to others. The phrase, "I am a simple individual," is an understatement. The individual or individuals that do the traveling do not give themselves enough credit. Credit will be returned in the future. Any questions? Let us start off with the young man at the far end.
Does the photon cloud have any effect on all this?
The photon cloud is irrelevant in this matter.
Okay.
The young lady.
When you're saying substances, does that mean all drugs, all smoking, all everything else?
That is self-evident. Young man.
Okay. On the internet front, working with other groups to increase the knowledge, though people aren't all hooked up, we are being asked to join somebody from the one of the ships, Starship Athena.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, they have a chat channel and lots of things with workers and light workers and star seeds and walk-ins, and they're all joining together aboard this one. Well, on the Starship Athena. I'm not sure if it's a page or just something. And we're being asked to, you know, link up to it. And it comes from Commander Leon.
Yes, I'm aware of Leon.
Okay. And apparently this is a channel kind of thing to us in particular, because we are also working with Ashtar Command. And so they're trying to bring all the Ashtar Command workers together.
Not just Ashtar Command workers. It has been discussed by you and the channel host body that it would be useful to bring individuals together from other groups.
All right.
This is part of that, bringing together.
Ah.
Proceed.
Okay, thank you.
Young man at the end.
Does it look like we're going to go into a full-scale depression economically?
The potential is there. In your stock market, there are a few people that experienced the crash of 78. There are a few people more than experienced the crash of 78, which I would estimate to be 1% of all people that give advice. The crash of 88 is going to be minor compared to what is the potential to come. It is necessary to watch and analyze what is going on. Young lady.
You said join all groups. Is that, I mean, you were talking about groups from other planets, like Russ was saying, but does that mean groups that we have gathered ourselves individually?
Individually, yes, but the time will become self-evident when it is necessary to bring your associates together. The time will, as I said, be self-evident, but the preparation in advance is also necessary. You will decide what that preparation is. Young man at this end.
Yes, I'm taking a long trip coming up here to Cancun, Mexico. And would this be an appropriate place to also spread this information then?
That is your decision. It depends on whether it is recreational, spiritual, business, or all three. The potential for passing information on is all around you. I will give a brief dissertation and then final questions from each of you. Concerning spiritual groups and individuals around you, it is necessary to focus them into their particular abilities. The advancement that each of you teachers have is necessary for your spiritual growth as well as your associates and comrades. The development of the associate minds around you will be able to formulate a group that, if you all split up, you will have the ability to form your own groups that will be able to work with other groups of former associates. For example, if you form a group, it will be capable with the teachings that have been laid down to interact with individuals of this group. And in turn, your two groups will be able to interact with Mr. Hatfield's group and vice versa. The development of those groups are important. Even if you are all in close proximity, your associates and comrades may not be aware of each other. But the time will come where individuals from each group may interact with individuals from each other group. So therefore, they will be able to use meta-concert trainings, shield trainings, all together without having to say, how do you do yours? It will be automatic and they will be able to work together in those meta concerts as a team, regardless if they are from the state of New York, the state of California, Oregon, or Washington, or Idaho, or Arizona. All those groups will be able to work together as a team. Other individuals that's not present tonight that would have been desirable to have present in the state of Nevada will also be instructed in the final stages and preparation for the upcoming event. They themselves will formulate groups in those areas. Last question, starting at the far end again with the young man.
Do you foresee a lot of militia, military type activity being associated with this economic depression we're going into?
Not so much military, but militia-like activity of individuals on a more of a economic system. Young lady.
I'm kind of at a loss for words right now.
Young man.
Okay, so when I'll be putting this message on the webpage, and it's essentially then a spiritual call to arms.
Not a call to arms. We are a peaceful organization.
Well,
it is a spiritual call to mental activity.
Correct, is what I meant. Sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Well, 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 well. Even I was caught in my undies now.
We need to pull him up, I hope.
Yes, I did.
Good girl.
I didn't know that's what he had on his mind, otherwise I would have warned you guys.
Why?
Yeah, come in closer. You're way out there. Come on, all the way in. All the way in.
How is 98.4 temperature?
96.7 is normal.
96.7 is normal.
Well, normal for me anyway.
Okay, for Ashtar as well?
I don't know what his normal temperature is.
But you said he was running a fever.
No, the host was running a fever.
Oh, you're running a fever.
Mark's
no,
a fever.
I'm not running a fever.
Oh, but
I'm
the ring, a fever.
I'm the ring mistress. I'm not the host. The host is down there.
Oh, and he's running a fever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Temperature's also going down in his body. Okay. Well, as I said, now's my time for my dialogue. And it was brought to my attention the other day, Saturday, I believe, that Mark was listening to somebody that repeated nearly word for word what I said. I was shocked. I was also honored. Somebody's been reading my notes, giving out the information. Now, let us go on a free-for-all question time.
What was the notes that you're referring to?
My dissertation on stock market activities and the fact that individuals are not prepared and living in a glory and so on. Pretty much like that.
What, the stuff I put on the webpage?
No.
No, it's one that I gave about a month ago.
Where did I remember that?
No, because the one you gave last week mentioned it, and then all of a sudden it came up like 3 days after you mentioned it.
Mm-hmm. And then radio. I also gave another dissertation.
Oh, it's a radio program.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Catch up.
One of your primitive communication mediums.
He's not working too hard.
Yes, we'll address that later as well. Okay. Are we all going to just sit here and look around at each other?
No, I haven't looked to the left yet, can I? No.
All right. So basically, he gave some good indicators to keep an eye out for.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not familiar with the Russell 600 or 400, I should be.
What is the Russell 600 or whatever it was?
2000.
Thank you, 2000.
It's a market indicator. It's like the Dow and the NASDAQ.
You don't see that on CN or CNBC.
No, you won't.
So you have to look in Wall Street Journal or something?
Mm-hmm. Like or on the internet. Okay.
So Ashtar was mentioning that this is all where it's mainly, it's not battle in arms, and it's all spiritual and mental.
Now, he never said that.
Oh, he didn't say all.
No, he implied that there will be a lot of spiritual growth, spiritual awareness. He also did not say that there wouldn't be any physical confrontation.
So either which way, we have to be prepared for both.
Correct. Or as far as I see it. I mean, Ashtar can be very informative, but yet you have to read what he's saying or not saying or what he's implying. So it's hard to sometimes understand what he's actually saying without going back over and listening to what he said.
It's actually like reading between the lines.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, this looks pretty interesting. Have you, I haven't got a chance to board at the mark yet, but this looks like a really good information channel, sort of like Spirit Chat devoted toward Ashtar Command.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably new. You know, I asked him, it doesn't give any URL address, so I'm not sure. It's an IRC chat channel, and I've got to figure out how to do IRC. I don't have that yet. So I sent him back a thing saying, please give me our URL I can work with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Now, as far as building up groups, I didn't quite understand that part.
Well, you have this group.
Yeah.
And
he's talking about individual groups from this.
Mm-hmm. Well, Johnny has a very important role to play.
He's going to start his own over in New York.
Mm-hmm. Don't look so surprised, Johnny. You'll find a channeler over there, or you may open up to channeling.
Oh, yeah, I'm not surprised at all.
Mm-hmm.
How I guess Ashtar refers to my family as the hole in the wall gang.
That's a mole.
Oh, that's a mole. That's mm-hmm. right.
Yeah.
I'd like to generate some interest and share some information and see if we can get a group going back there.
Mm-hmm. You have the potential to spread a lot of information over a wide area.
Destiny.
Yeah, destiny. And Ashtar put it much, much better than I could, much more eloquently, that you have a very important role, as does Russ, on spreading the information. A way to describe it is, I've been doing some research on the fall of the Roman Empire and how the information was squirreled away in monasteries and so on that kept the light burning in small little communities. And that's how I see that both of you, or all three of you there, including Mark, which makes four, have to do. Yeah, the group may or may not get split up because of certain things happening. But it is necessary to bring people around you that are of like mind. As Ashtar put it, creating meta-concert groups outside of this group. Now you have four people present now that could do a meta-concert. If Skip was present with Judy, that would bring it up to six people, small meta-concert, but it works. But groups of six scattered all over the place is 24 individuals that can be interchanged with other groups. Let us say that you bring your six friends with you on a trip to here for whatever reason. They can fit automatically into the meta concert. Or if a group from here is in New York, then they could fit into your group automatically. Interchangeable pieces like circuitry boards from computers, whether it is a primitive typewriter or a overgrown Etch-a-Sketch. The keyboard or the electronical components for each thing are interchangeable and can work together.
Okay, that's here.
Mm-hmm.
These people that we have in our groups, they can't have any doubts whatsoever then. They can't have any denial that this isn't possible or...
Self-doubt is a useful tool.
I'm talking about self-doubt of their powers or their gifts.
it's a useful tool. It stops people from getting delusional. The fact that they can do anything that they want. Okay, let's pick this house up and move it. I can't do that. Okay. Maybe a meta concert from up here could do that. But then in the third dimension, unless you have some really powerful PK heads kicking around, you can't do it. Even if you have as many PK people on your planet that you can, you still wouldn't be able to pick up the house and move it. There was an incident in the late 60s where several thousand people got together and decided to pick up a five-sided building and shake all the bad boogeymen out of it. And they tried and they tried and they tried, and it didn't even budge. And certainly no boogeymen fell out of it.
Oh, boogeymen don't fall.
Figure of speech.
But the potential is there.
I don't see
in the future for other things besides PK anyway.
Correct. But the importance of individual groups dotted throughout your country is a very useful tool. There's a young lady in a far-off land where it's going into autumn now that I wish we could have had present also for meta concerts and so on. There's a young lady down in San Diego that would be useful to have for meta concerts. Another one in Arizona, another one in Texas, and all the individuals would be ideal to have together for a season of working on meta concerts. Unfortunately, it's too late. Project for Mark and myself and Curie. Write up a how to meta concert. All the rules and regulations in the newsletter form to be sent out like is how to astral travel.
We've got some stuff on it already if you want more on the net.
Yes, we can work with that and the same way that Mark did the work last time of cribbing a whole load of information. But a little bit simplified in its explanation and not so long-winded. You don't want to sit there and have a book this thick on how to meta concert.
Actually, it might be handy to take a trip out Sedona way.
Maybe. That's up to you guys to decide. I can't tell you what or what not to do.
All right,
anyway, let me put on the next person, as Karen has a limited time.
Frank.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to run down and get a soda. Should I put a pot of tea on? Mm-hmm.
Greetings and felicitations.
Greetings, all.
Greetings.
Hello.
Greetings, Johnny. Greetings, Karen. Greetings, Russ. Live long and prosper. Let us get down to business. I know my voice sounds lighter than normal.
You're trying to sound different from Amor. Or Ashtar.
I was about to say, I am Amor. I am trying to sound a little different than the lightness that Ashtar was in tonight. He was in a light mood, is the best way to describe it.
Is that good?
Oh, yeah. It is neither good nor bad.
I see.
It is a neutral state.
It's better than we heard last time he was here, so.
Almost certainly.
We are quite happy with lightness.
Yes. But last time he was present, it was, you have done wrong. You are not keeping your part of the deal. You are not working hard enough. It was not a nice sight to see. Fortunately, I did not get reprimanded for my easing off on you guys.
Well, you haven't really eased off. You let us learn in our own particular speed, which is exactly what Ashtar would recommend anyway.
The prior meeting to that one was where I received, as you would put it, reaming without a Vaseline.
What? He gave us good marks on that one.
Yes, but I had eased up and it had descended into mischievous fun for certain individuals up here.
Well, don't ease up. Just, you know, keep us on our track.
Feather fights and water fights and panty fights and so on.
Yes.
That
means. That was a reading.
Yes.
Okay. You're a busy guy. So tonight, we're working on preparations for the future.
Correct.
Now, one of the main preparations, as he was saying, is spreading the word.
Correct.
Okay. Now, we are going and getting it out on the internet. As I mentioned to Tia, maybe a good idea would be to make some runs to other places. So that's
correct.
Something to look into and possibly research.
I was informed that a discussion on bringing various groups and individuals together for a channeling debate.
Right.
We have confirmation that Ashtar would be able to make himself available for such a session. Or Ashtar, if he is unavailable, has put in a request to a higher authority. And hopefully we will have an answer back on that soon.
Well, I have got the place lined up.
That will be without outside of the higher authority's 10-year cycle.
Right.
That will be a special visit.
So we are to proceed with that so I can start contacting some folks and starting to put dealers out? Okay. I was waiting for.
Okay.
How soon is this supposed to happen?
And we'll take depends on the few that put out and who I talk to.
I think Karen was referring more to the upcoming events.
Yes.
That we cannot give out that kind of information at this time. As you are aware, you are on DEF CON 2, which is the one before things happen. Now, as for groups expanding outside of the area, that is a useful tool also. That the connections that will be made outside of that group will help individuals from this group to grow as well. After all, does not the teacher learn from the pupil?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, question for you. You heard what I mentioned to Ashtar about this group that we're being asked to join here.
Mm-hmm.
It's working with a real-time discussions and chats and everything with all light, angelic beings, light workers and star seeds, all that.
Mm-hmm.
People who are working with Ashtar Command and beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, any contacts I make there might be ideal if they're close enough to make road trips to talk to them in person.
Yes.
And starting groups in those areas where those people are working.
Mm-hmm. It is likely that those areas and groups will have things already present. Yes, Feline, you have a question.
I think he wants to know if he can use his face next to you to lay down.
I think that is self-evident that he has his mind made up. But let us get back to the issue at hand, not the feline's request for petting.
So are we still going to collect as much rice and starches and stuff like that?
I think that would be necessary, even if it does not get to the stage where food becomes scarce. It will certainly save on budgeting later on.
What about
the purring? The feline.
The purring, like right in the mic.
Excuse me.
What about water supply? Because even if it's runoff from the mountains, if something happens to that, shouldn't we get bottled water? And
purifiers.
Yes, water purifiers, water tablets, and so on. Dehydrated water is a useful tool to have. All you have to do is just add water.
Very good. Is everybody in that mood today?
I have centuries worth of humorous comments and jokes.
But we can also use plants and everything else that gives off water as well.
Correct. Okay. But you have to be careful. Some substances that come off of certain plants can have an entertaining effect. Certain cactuses with the water that comes off of them, and if left unattended, can certainly have some very fun effects for the individuals watching from outside.
Mm-hmm.
If you are referring to cactuses, there is one that you should avoid at all costs. It is the San Juan cactus that the juices in the roots have, I know Russell would enjoy this and so would Johnny, a psychedelic effect on one's perception of perceiving things.
Where do we get some?
I could prove it interesting.
We're too high up.
I'm kidding.
They are rare. You may try the mesas of the Four Corners and further down into New Mexico and down on into Mexico itself.
We'll have to forget that far.
Yes. But I'm not recommending them. I'm just remembering of a time bygone. But using substances for a spiritual thing, it is necessary to make it a special event and occurrence. For example, peyote is used in religious ceremonies.
Mm-hmm.
Alcohol is used in religious ceremonies,
mm-hmm.
as is marijuana and other substances, such as coca. If you wish to continue using those substances in the future, when they become scarce, it is necessary to make a religious ritual out of them, as was done in the past, to increase the significant powers involved.
And make them into a learning experience, not just a fun experience.
You can do both.
True.
Any more questions?
Just one on astral traveling.
Mm-hmm.
I've been asking Mark and everybody else, if you can't astral travel, I've got this problem of just leaving myself wanting to. I mean, I'm normally getting summoned out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't the slightest clue by who.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just wondering if there's any chance to where I could probably go by myself instead of being summoned.
Yes, there is always that possibility that you can do it yourself. I do astral travel, but it would be better to ask somebody that is more used to using astral travel as a tool. Johnny, do you have a question?
Well, I'm getting ready for a road trip.
Mm-hmm.
Dad's flying out, and we're going to be taking my old truck cross country.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing my family and getting back there and sharing with this information.
Yes, with the Hole in the Wall gang.
Yes, the Hole in the Wall gang, yes.
Question, who is Butch Cassidy and who will be Sundance?
Oh, that's hard to say. I'll probably be Butch, and my brother Scott would be Sundance.
Whatever you do, do not go down to Bolivia for some fun and increasing your wealth. But back to your question. Johnny.
Oh, I was just curious about the road trip, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, you know, it'll go off without any major event. I just got the travel maps for the from the AAA, and we've got a route worked out, and I'm just hoping the trip goes quite well.
Yes, I do not see any serious problems. It may be nice to carry extra water. Engine coolant may come in handy.
Yeah.
Yes, transmission fluid. But you are obviously aware of all the necessary extras to carry. An extra bit of cash to buy stickers from each state to decorate your vehicle so you can say, yes, I've been here, I've been there, and so on.
Been here, done that.
Well, that's one problem I do have is pretty limited cash flow. I mean, I'll have enough to get across country with what my father's bringing. But, yeah, my cash flow situation is
tight.
Very tight at this point.
Just use a lot of, as Kia puts it, to wear some of her swimsuits, willpower. Okay.
One more question.
Karen.
How many people should there be in each individual group, more or less?
Enough for a meta concert, which would involve an executive, conductor, primary, and secondary. preferably two in the second group. So that would be 5 to 6 individuals.
So if you have 7, you've got enough.
Correct. Russ?
Nothing yet.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Omar.
Live thank long, prosper, and I'll be back. One to beam up.
Hello
again.
Hello, I'm back. Okay, any more questions for me? Bill Powering D.
One of these days I'd like to meet Athena.
Oh, let's see if we can set up for a channeling session. She is most talkative out of my cups.
Well, she's not going to be quite as talkative as
No, that's a totally different league ball game. And we may have him present for the next channeling session, good, if he behaves himself and stops disemboweling and taking toys to pieces.
You gotta do something with them.
Yes.
Is this comet, Beetlebob, that gonna have any profound effect on this planet?
Spiritually, it may have some. The comet Hale-Bopp is...
Hale-Bopp, excuse me.
Beetlebop. Actually, I prefer that name. Sounds good. Beetlebop. There is a lot to watch for. It's going to be spectacular for you. You're going to be in some nice places to watch it from. So, yeah, it'll be fun for you. Any more questions? Who took my buddy away?
Ganja?
Mm-hmm.
He was purring into the microphone.
Yes, I heard. Okay, let me put on the next individual. Hello. Greetings.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. 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 Okay. Let me see. Do we have any questions?
A question for you about predictions.
Yes.
And the ability to foresee events in the near future.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Chiron here is able to see stuff apparently in the far future.
But the far future is a little tricky. And it's all lines and fields of probability. The one that deals with probabilities and predictions, but from what she said, as she's cleaning her claws off, is that predicting is difficult. Is the incident going to occur in 6 weeks, 6 months, or 6 years? You're not too sure on what's going to happen. You use information that is around you and project it into the future. So people may appear